round of applause for the new Philadelphia poet. That's our program for tonight. One announcement, if you haven't, what do you think of this wonderful place? Isn't this cool?
Yes.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you, Gina. Thank you so much. And if you haven't, we have a big jar out there. If you haven't made a little contribution to the Woodland Cemetery Mansion, please feel free to do so if you can. If not, it's okay. But
thank you. Just want to add, the backdrop that we had before we had to come in was the mausoleum of Francis Drexel, who his son Anthony Drexel founded Drexel University, which started as Drexel Institute. And the mausoleum has 36 members of the Drexel, Lenham, Biddle, Cadwallader family. And then the horseshoe that was behind us, you were sitting looking at the mausoleum, but the horseshoe that was behind us in the grass is also part of their site. So that was one of the first mausoleums that was built in Woodland Cemetery, and it was founded in 1840. And this house is from William Hamilton, who built it starting in 1770. And those boards over there give you a sense of how the construction history occurred. William Hamilton was the grandson of Andrew Hamilton, a famous lawyer at the beginning of the 18th century. He lived here from 1770 until his death in 1813, and this site started as 300 acres. By the time he died, he owned 600 acres, which was all of West Philadelphia, from 42nd Street along the Schuylkill River up to Market Street. So all the institutions that are there now are built on his land after it was sold off in 1813. And this house now represents both the Georgian Central Middle section that you can see over there in blue, and then the expansion that took place after he traveled to England between 1784 and 1786. So what you see now is really one of the earliest existing neoclassical residential properties in America, in this portion of the country. And it's famous for what you can see, which is under us, which is a complete residential cooking office space for his staff. And when we raise enough money to put in a geothermal system and get rid of the old furnaces, hopefully that whole kitchen space will be reopened. We have two huge fireplaces, a stone sink, a stone stove, and pieces of American domestic architecture that you don't usually see. So, but we're here now, and enjoy yourself for the rest of the evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
History. History.